From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. In order to stabilize the state budget, lawmakers have spent the better part of 2019 studying ways to rewrite Utah's tax code. A tax cut is one of the key ingredients of that plan. But as KUER's Nicole Nixon reports, some Utahns may see their taxes go up.
The plan is complex, but it can be boiled down to this. The legislature wants to cut income taxes and expand sales taxes and tax credits for low and middle income families. Plans on the table right now would give a tax cut to about 80% of Utahns. Still, about 1 in 5 people, mostly those without kids, would end up paying more in taxes. That's because a big chunk of tax cuts would come from the so-called independent exemption, basically a tax cut for having children. Right now, it's about $560 per child. Lawmakers want to nearly quadruple it to $2,500 per dependent. One thing they're considering to minimize the impact on childless Utahns is to give one exemption to couples who file taxes jointly, mostly empty nesters and young couples.
How do we minimize the effect on the most taxpayers available? And that's probably what we're going to try to do.
That's House Majority Leader Francis Gibson, a task force co-chair. The group will meet again on December 9th. Some lawmakers are pushing for a special session that week to pass a tax reform plan by the beginning of the year. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Black Friday is one of the biggest shopping days of the year. KUER's David Fox went to one of the state's busiest malls to look behind the scenes.
On Black Friday, the Fashion Place Mall in Murray, Utah, is a churning sea of shoppers, sales, and bags.
This time of year, it's extremely busy, so a lot of hours are put in.
Mark Thorson is the mall's senior general manager. He says the mall will see tens of thousands of visitors today, more than doubling its normal traffic. That push is critical for people like Coco McCall. She's been running a pop-up clothing shop in the mall and says it's been packed since last night at 6 p.m.
Oh, there are people everywhere. It was actually crazy.
And all those people are good for business. McCall says the past 24 hours have accounted for half of her monthly sales.
It's like really hard to keep inventory in stock, and like we usually order like 10 times what we normally order.
To make sure everything goes smoothly, the mall does things like increasing security, moving employee parking off-site, and even coordinating new stoplight timings with the Utah Department of Transportation. David Fox, KUER News.
And as thousands of Utahns head to malls and shops for Black Friday, about a dozen demonstrators from the Utah Animal Rights Coalition took to the streets. The group's director, Jeremy Beckham, says their aim was to call attention to Nordstrom's sale of Canada Goose jackets, which use goose down and coyote fur.
This is all so unnecessary. We can manufacture perfectly warm jackets. We can use faux fur. We can use other synthetic materials like Primaloft that keep us perfectly warm, but they don't require animal suffering.
The state of California banned the sale of fur earlier this year, and Macy's says it will stop carrying fur products by 2021. Nearly 70 public libraries in Utah are boycotting Macmillan Publishers over a new policy. The policy prevents libraries from buying more than one ebook 8 weeks following release and from sharing ebooks with other libraries. Participating libraries will not buy books from Macmillan until May 2020. When Utah's medical cannabis program starts in March, there may not be enough product right away for patients trying to fill their prescriptions. Jack Wilbur with the Department of Agriculture and Food says it may take a few weeks for the supply to catch up after the program starts on March 1st.
We expect that as the season goes on, you're going to continue to see the crop come in, and soon those supplies will equal or outpace demand.
A spokesman for the Department of Health said patients could travel to other states with legalized recreational marijuana or wait for Utah pharmacies to restock their prescriptions. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.